We begin Perek Achad, also the 11th chapter in the Lamas Hilchos Shechina Bulos of Neighbors in the Sefer Kin, the Book of Acquisitions. We continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing regarding the requirement to distance damages. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding certain damages, you cannot create a chazaka. You cannot create an established pattern that this is something you're permitted to be doing. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, Misha also goyim metech shaloi. If someone made a granary in his own property, a kubba besakiso, or he made a laboratory, a bathroom, a malacha, or some type of activity, shishba avik v'ofer that has dust and earth for kriyatim and things like that. So one has to distance kadesh leyigia ofer so that the earth should not reach oirech betzikis or the smell from the bathroom, my avik or the dust should not reach lechaver to his friend kadesh leyzik that it shouldn't harm his neighbor. Now afilo isa aduach who shemaseyeh isa and even if it was the wind that was assisting him beisha isa malachta when he was doing his work. Umaylicha as a offer, and the earth and the wind is what takes the earth, or you know, either sapishno, or the strands of the flax, or the chaff, pekisim, and things like that. Umagiyas malachaban, and that's how it gets to his friend through the wind. It is a chayv laharchik. He still has to distance. He has an obligation to distance. Kadesh leigiyai, but leyazik that shouldn't reach him and shouldn't harm him. Even if it's through at least a common wind, shakal ilik, because all these types of things is kamisha zika bechitzavim. It's as if you're harming with your own arrows, although it's not you, it's the arrow and it goes through the wind, through the air. Still, it's like something that you're doing and therefore you have requirement to be marchik. Halacha base. Now, even though there's an obligation to distance so much, however, if it was the common wind, that took it, hamayitz, the chaff that's off on the earth, and it did cause damage. He's exempt from paying. The reason is Shaduach, who said, "Yeah, Yosef," because it was the wind that it was assisting him. And the damage is not coming from the strength of the damager himself; it's coming with the wind, and therefore he's not liable, especially since that was not his intent. Halacha Gimel, Hakoyesh es Harifas. Someone is grinding the groats, which are smashed wheat, but creates them and things like that, particularly in his own property. No, but Ishamaka, but when he's banging Menadin Lachatzechaber, he makes his friend's courtyard shake. Shenidnena kudsu hechavis apiachavis, that it makes the cover of the pot shake on the pot. So he's like damaging, so to speak, with his arrows. He's causing this damage directly in a way. V'chayiv laharcha kadesh leinadin. And if he has to distance his banging so that it doesn't shake, or he has to stop the work that's causing the damage. The mizik based on it and because damage when it was shaking. Chayav l'shalmi has to pay. Shadim mikoychaban as because it's coming from his force the direct damage. Halacha dal. Regarding what if it is an agreement for these damagings? So kol archakas hamudis baprokim shalmalo. All the distancings that were mentioned in the previous chapters, in the 9th and the 10th parak. If the person did not distance himself, and his friend who is getting harmed by that, whether with appearances or with smells or whatever this net or shaking, and he's quiet, so yeah, obviously he's forgiving, he's pardoned. And then he cannot go back and to requirement to make him distance himself, because that person was already maxing by him not saying anything. Now, but who that is? That he sees from him that he's pardoning. Like he's assisting him that other party immediately. He tells him, yeah, go ahead, do it. Or he sees him that he's doing it right next to him, without distancing. And he's quiet and he's not particular regarding that. So Zacha, that person gets the rights. Because whoever takes possession with a damaging entity, and that Zacha, he merits with it right away. Like we explained this in Perek Vav, Alochid Beis, Perek Zayin, Alochid Vav, and other places. Now, but Benjamin, when do we say this? This is only if he takes possession by other damagings. Except for the four types of damagings that we spoke about in this chapter. Shehem Ha'ashan, that's the smoke. Berech Besakise, the smell of a bathroom. Ba'avak, Okay Yitzabay, and dust and things like that. Benidna Karka, and the shaking of the ground. Because any one of these things, there's no taking possession. And even if the victim was quiet for many years, it is a go back and force him to distance himself. So too with the damaging of looking, of a visual. But in the place where it requires a partition, he could force him to make a partition at whatever point in time he wants to. Like we explained this. Now, why did they differentiate from these four damagings from all other types of damagings? Because a person cannot tolerate these types of damagings. And we presume that he was not pardoning. Because their damagings are permanent types of damages. But if let's say they made an acquisition from his hand that he pardons regarding these damagings, then he cannot back out. But generally, we presume that he's not meichel. Halacha continues regarding other damaging zos that don't have a chazaka. So Misha Hechzik, if someone made a chazaka, there was a presumption. Lasses Malachas Dam to do work with blood or nevelos or dead animals or kriyitzvim or similar things like that been coming in their place. And what happens is because the Yibayho Irvim, Bekayitzvim, and ravens and similar types of creatures come, Begalah Dam, because the blood of the Yechil and they eat it. And it's causing pain to the neighbor, to the friend, Bekoylam, Betzitzufam, with their voices and their chattering and their chirping. Because the blood that's on the feet, Shem Yishma Lilan, is where they sit on the trees, or Malachlecham Beresen, they make their produce dirty. So, if his friend was someone very particular, and it's established, we know that this person would not be tolerant of this. Let's say he's sick. With the chirping, it damages him. Or it injures the sick person. Or let's say his produce is getting ruined from the blood, from the feet of the birds that sit on the trees. You have to stop that work. Or you have to distance it at least to the point where it's not going to cause damage to the neighbor because of him. Because this type of damage is similar to this bad smell from the bathroom, or similar things like that. Which, as we said, those four things, you cannot create a chazaka. The members from the same alleyway or from the same courtyard. One of them becomes a craftsman, and they didn't protest. Where he's already made a chazaka, and they can't protest because of the sounds that he's making with his instruments would harm them. Now the people coming in and going out to buy, and they were being quiet. Loi hechzik b'davar zeh. Regarding this, he has not made a chazaka. At any point in time, they could protest. And they could stop him and say, "Eino nicham lishon, we can't sleep mikol anachnasim ayitzin because of the people coming and going." Shezeh has a kabuhu, that's a permanent damage. Kamei ashen ba'avik, like the smoke and regarding the dust. V'kisahar agranim, and that's how the goyim ruled. Lachavav contains regarding a claim that there was mechila regarding these damagings. So misha hechzik benezik sheyesh lechazaka. So let's say made a chazaka regarding damaging, which all other types we said generally that you could make a chazaka, you could take possession, you could create a status that this was permitted for you. Could go in Shapasach Halon, let's say open up a window, which we spoke about that in Perek Zayin, which regarding Hezagriya. Or Hever Amas Hamayim, we had the canal of water going by, which we spoke about in Perek Tes. Ushlo Hirchig Masharo Laharchig, we didn't distance what's appropriate to distance, like we spoke about in the previous parakah. But I am Machzik Toyin, now the one who took possession is claiming, Atamarti Lilasa, you told me to do this. Or Mechalti Liacharito, you pardoned me after you saw that I was doing this. Or Hukra and Nezik was recognizable the damage I was doing, but Shazatka, Vlemachisibi, and you were quiet and you didn't protest at me. So therefore I have a chazaka and I can keep on doing this. But Nezik, I mean, the victim is saying, no, Akshav Rishisi, this is the first time that I've been seeing it now. I didn't know this before. Or Ishamar, he says, Kishadisi, yeah, when I saw Machisibach, I protested by you. Vata Marta, you said, oh, Ata Archik, I asked him, don't worry, now I'm going to distance, now I'm going to close it up. And you push me off from day to day, that you shouldn't be able to. You should be able to establish a permanence with your damaging, like as if I didn't say anything when I told you every day. All these and those which are similar, it's on the victim to bring proof, because ultimately this is something that there is a chazaka ultimately over here. And v'im lehevi, if it doesn't bring proof, yeshav hamazik heses v'yifter, the damaging party who's denying the whole claim of the nizik. He has to swear a binakov, and then he'll be off the hook, and he'll be able to continue, because ultimately he does have a chazak. Halacha zayin, whereas hechzik benezik she'in lechazaka, let's just take possession in damagings that don't have a chazaka. Kugoyin, like we said, ashen, the smoke, basically he's in the bathroom, kizim, and things like that. V'ton ha-mazik she'kanu miyod ha-shal nezik, but the mazik, the damaging party, is claiming that he made a kinyan from the victim, which we said that would be the exception, that would work. But since in the halacha of chazaka, this does not create a presumed status by just having done this, then alamazik l'haviraya shekanu miyadi. So it's on the damaging party to bring proof that he made this acquisition from the victim. Ben lehevi, if he cannot bring proof, yishabah hanizik heses. So then the victim swears rabbinic oath shekanu miyadi l'kach that he did not acquire from him these rights. B'salik zehezeke, and then the damaging party has to remove his damaging entity.